7 hours later. That was bananas. But 25th time's a charm.
You're going to be getting ASMR content with this, just in between.
Hit it with your no nails and a plastic cup. Wow.
Grande vanilla sweet cream cold brew.
Wow. How does it taste?
Half sweet because I'm on skinny dog.
Oh, that's good.
Extra ice.
That's good. There's no ice in that. What time did you order that at?
Like 8 a.m.
Oh, gosh. That is now a warm drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
it's because it took so long to set up this podcast that I wasn't actually able to enjoy it.
It's taken 2 months.
Yeah, so
we're just going for it.
We're just going for it.
Edit free. Who knows what we're going to give the listeners today, the two listeners. At least they'll enjoy it, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, because we've been doing these weekly sessions for almost two months now and still haven't posted anything.
I think it's crazy that people have the audacity to ask us when it's launching and they have no idea the battles we go through in the studio.
It's funny because every week at work, people ask, like, when's your podcast? I'm like, oh, like next week it's getting posted next week. And like literally the amount of times I've had to say next week over and over again.
Now we just have to we'll get it to you when we get it to you. Like deadlines don't exist.
Just follow our Instagram. You'll get all the live updates there.
We don't even post on it. We're pretty bad podcast hosts. You know what the worst part about this is, though? Like, the thought that people have 30 minutes to listen to us. Like, my attention span, maybe 25 seconds. So why do we think that people who are going to listen to us are going to have the attention span to listen for, what is our podcast, 35, 40 minutes?
Well, yeah. Well, that's pre-editing. Because after we edit, we should be
We're not editing
up.
Anymore. This is it. We're the real deal.
You're getting, if I'm we scared,
say it, I'm scared, but
I'm dead.
It's coming to you live in the flesh. So you had some things that you wanted to get off your chest.
Actually,
this
week. First thing, as you get older, do you find your attention span gets less? Because I feel like I can't watch.
Is it age or is it TikTok?
I think, honestly, or it's just people are so fucking annoying that I just can't deal with them anymore.
Yeah, like you want to just put people into either mute or like 2x speed?
Yeah.
What about a slow talker?
Both of our partners. You and I both put our partners. Not necessarily slow talkers, just long storytellers.
Long form. We're summaries, they're essays.
We're acronyms.
Facts. We're efficient.
Yes.
I don't know how they have the jobs they do. I don't know how people communicate with them.
No, I can't do that.
Oh my gosh. And then I always get the, don't interrupt me, please. Be so for real.
I don't get that from my partner, thankfully.
Oh, really? Oh.
But good for your partner for speaking up.
Good for your partner. I just don't have the patience. That's a me problem. But I don't think it's age. I think it is definitely. I don't even know if it's TikTok. I think I've gone undiagnosed somewhere because I've always had an issue with attention span. Every parent-teacher interview was, she can't do silent work. She can't do silent work. I was always.
Needs improvement.
Yapping. Needed to go to the next thing, you know? So that's a little bit about us.
Mm-hmm.
I think, firstly, I didn't even compliment your hair.
Oh, it's okay right now.
It looks
now.
Good.
It's okay.
No, the color looks, it looks like natural.
Thank you.
What did you say to your hairstylist? What did you give
Firstly,
them?
Firstly, so remember how we were discussing color analysis?
Yes.
Brought it to ChatGPT.
Yes. What do you do? Like input photos of yourself and then?
So I tried that. They weren't getting it.
Okay.
They're like, we can ask you questions. So if anyone's curious, you can find your undertone or a general idea by looking at your veins.
Oh, blue is like cool or something, right?
Yeah. So I'm like cool neutral. So
can I see your veins? What color are they?
I'm like really palliative. this
Get
skin color. Thank God we're going to Mexico because this skin needs some color.
Okay, I think ours are the same though.
Yeah, but they said more for us ashy colors. Whereas if you go warm, it with our redness, it just brings out more redness in our face.
So you went,
so I went
ashy
more
brown.
Ashy brown, yes.
Interesting. It
but
looks good, though.
I don't know. Anyways.
You wanted blonder? More blonde?
No, I think I wanted more brown. And I took a photo of myself the other day. I'm like, it honestly looks the same as when I got there. Just like they touched my roots up. But
looked,
I don't know.
No, they toned it, I assume? Because the color
they
looks.
Did, yeah.
It was like more blonde last
time. It was
time.
Like
it
honey
was
brown. Yeah, honey blonde. But anyways, haircut this week and then Mexico.
I'm so excited.
I know.
But you wanted to talk about hairstylists and small talk or something.
So
what was that?
This is a common feeling I have, even when I go to the hairdresser, mm-hmm. colorist, massage therapist, do not talk to me when I'm getting a massage. Like, I do not care about your life story. I'm there because I just want to relax and have like a me moment.
It should be like an Uber. Like, you know, when you're like getting into it, it's like, do you want to communicate or,
like,
or no?
Yeah. Like when you're signing up for your appointment, like, do you want to talk or no?
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to my friends, let alone strangers.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But she was yapping in your ear. She bold of me to assume it was a girl.
He, but.
Okay.
Yes. Apologies. She.
She was talking in your ear, and what about?
She wasn't talking much, but it's just like, I'd rather you just not talk at all, because I'm like, small talk, it's just like, oh, like, are you busy today? What what kind of things do you do? Like, what does your day look like? Like, I just don't actually care.
It's the longest winter we've ever had.
Especially when you're getting your hair colored, because you're already there for 3 hours, and you're like, oh. And then you run out of conversation topics, and then it's like, what do I talk about now? The weather?
They probably don't want to talk either, though. That's the like, there should be an understanding that there are going to be annoying people in their chair that they have to speak to. Mm-hmm. So we should be the people that are like, you actually
don't have to
talk
to
me. You don't have to talk to us, truthfully.
Yeah.
But mine was not, I got my bob this week. Yes. And mine was not small talk. We were talking human trafficking in Brampton.
Oh, real talk.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is, I don't know. I feel like there was opposite ends of the spectrum. I didn't like the spectrum, the side of the spectrum I was on. Like, I was like, this is really interesting.
You're like, can we just
but
end
my
this
gosh, is this overwhelming?
And then they follow up like, do you want a water or a coffee or anything?
Yeah, it's no, like, I want to go. Yeah. Let's. So, yeah, I think that the small talk, I think the small talk is definitely more painful than real talk. But real talk just felt so foreign in the hair salon.
Yeah.
That's, so it was a little bit overwhelming.
Especially because people are listening to you.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Anyways, it's because people are listening to you and I just don't want to. I don't want other people to listen to all my conversation either, you know? Yeah. Like, I already feel like when I'm on TTC or, like, on the... And people are, like, listening to me talk to people, like, friends on the phone. Like, I hate talking on the phone in public.
Yes.
Like, I don't want people listening.
Because I know I listen to people in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm, like, I know some people can just tune it out, but I'm, like...
No, I'm, like, transparency mode on. And, like, let's hear everything.
I hate even when people don't speak. I hate when people speak on speaker when it's not a good conversation. But when it is a juicy conversation and I only hear one side of it... Have some respect for me and my ears. I want to hear both sides, you know? So I do appreciate that, but
I tell you about three-person beef limit?
I'm sorry, three-person beef limit?
Yeah.
No, what is that?
Three-person beef limit refers to, so let's say you have a friend and they're like always complaining about people.
Okay.
But it's like, if you have three people that have beef with you, you're the problem. So it's like, and then if you try to like bring it up with your friend and you're trying to give like, oh, have you looked at it from like this side? It's, and then they get like annoyed with you or defensive, then it's like reflects like that they're probably the problem, not everybody else. So it's like, I have a three-person beef limit. So if three people have a problem with you, then you're likely the problem.
Is this you telling me that three people have come to you?
No, but I'm just saying when we're talking on the phone and you're like, I want to hear the other person's side. Yes. And like, if there's an argument, it's like, exactly. Are you the problem or is it your friend?
You can usually tell when the people are the problem, I think.
If like they're super defensive and
yeah,
aggro.
And they're just like they're not great communicators, they're just rude. I obviously don't know the story, but like I feel like you can tell when someone's the problem.
Yeah.
Honestly, just by looking at someone, you can usually tell when they're the problem. You know?
What like, do problematic indicator? People look like then?
You can just tell. Like, I was at the mall the other day. And these girls could be very, very sweet. I could be be generalizing and this could be very unfair of me. But fake eyelashes or eyelash extensions at the age of, I don't know, grade 8, grade 9.
In 2025.
I think they might be the problem.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, I'm like when they fight with their friends. Yeah. I mean, their friends might also have the eyelashes. So in that case, I don't know who the problem would be.
But there's probably like emotional maturity and intelligence there that's just lacking.
Well,
especially if they're in like grade 9. Think us in grade 9.
Yeah, emotionally immature. I'm still working on it. But I think if you're not allowed to get tattoos until the age of 18 without parental consent, you should absolutely not be able to get those crazy caterpillar-like eyelashes.
Yeah.
Hot take, potentially.
No, I honestly think
those can be.
I think that's fair take.
Did you see
you could still do like fake eyelashes, but like I've seen some people just put it on the two fake eyelashes outer side.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks nice.
That's beautiful.
It's just like when people get like full set, like not necessary.
It's not even full set. It's full set like that look like they weigh 3 pounds and I feel bad for your eyes. I think that's,
Yeah.
That's ought to be quite bad for
you. Just
your
use
eyes.
Clumpy mascara if you want that.
Yeah, you tell them. I think it's more than mascara though, because okay, on fake eyelashes, I feel like I could do a whole series on this. But fake eyelashes to me is like, people think they look good without makeup. Like, it's like, oh, like I wake up looking like this, like things I do, high maintenance things I do to be low maintenance.
Yeah.
But I think no makeup face and full thick eyelashes, that's a jump scare.
No, that's, I agree with that.
Did you see my...
embrace your natural beauty.
I started a series on TikTok called If I Were Mayor, Things I Would Outlaw.
Yes.
It would be voluminous eyelashes. Eyelash techs. Speaking of eyelash techs, kind of in the same realm.
Mm-hmm. It's like there's... You know how there's like blood alcohol levels and illegal? It's like...
There's a weight limit. There's a weight limit to your falsies.
Yes.
Wait, that's actually good. Okay, so we'll run the next municipal election. I don't know if mayors have any pull on things.
Speaking of election, Canadian election coming this Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it's Sunday. It's today.
It's being announced today, which I think is anticipated for April 28th. Yep. Head to the polls.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and voting for Poo Poo Polyev, we need your viewership. We need your listenership. But we don't need your vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say on that. But if I was mayor, on Pilates instructors, because kind of in the same realm, I don't know why I thought fake eyelashes, Pilates instructors. I don't even know if two and two go together, but I thought nurses got a lot of heat. Like, you know, the all the mean girls, you know, went into nursing.
I never got that.
I don't either.
But
mostly because I'm biased. You're a nurse and you're kind of mean, but like.
But I feel like majority of the nurses I know and I've worked with were like not mean people in high school. Like genuinely the sweetest, caring people.
You have to be willing to care.
But I think it's just like it's on social media where it's like the hot nurse, influencer nurse. It's like, that's not what nursing is. That's like, oh my God, new influencer nurses are like what like Halloween costume stores sell nurses as. It's like sexy Florence Nightingale. It's like
figs.
Yeah,
it's the figs, Apple Watch, nice shoes,
Stanley.
Yeah,
you know, Hokas. Yeah, that's not
that's cosmetic nursing.
That's a very specific kind of nurse. Yeah, exactly.
Cosmetic nursing or travel can nursing be. They can be mean girls.
Yeah,
but I think what is deserving of the mean girl title, Pilates instructors.
Mm.
Why do they have any business being so mean?
Oh, tell me about your Pilates workout this week.
That was a little bit overwhelming. It was about 10 minutes into the hour-long class, and I wanted to get up and leave. I don't know what's kosher about leaving a class. I've never seen someone do it.
I've thought about it before.
I thought I was actually going to die. I haven't moved my body in, like, far too long. Like, that's a me problem. But I thought, like, oh, it's a Friday afternoon. It'll be like, no. It's all the moms who go there, like, throughout the day, and they work. Mama,
they
like
put
me
in
don't
the
work.
Yeah, no, it's a commitment.
Yeah,
there's someone in my class that pissed me off. Honestly, not mean Pilates instructor vibes. Like people that are at the studio that are mean.
Yeah,
because
it's the matching set girlies.
Those girls never wearing a matching set. But anyways, she just has she has things to say about people. So the other day, I went into the class and. She was like, oh, I would love to be an instructor just so, like, I could actually correct people's form because the girl beside me yesterday wasn't even doing it right at all. And it's like, why are you here? And I, like, overheard her say that to the instructor. And I was like, everybody can do Pilates. Like, what do you mean? Why are you, like, critiquing this girl? So it's, like, a level one class. It was never that serious. But and also, you're never doing the right form. Like, if you want to read people, let me read you.
Oh, Kyle said, let me correct you.
But I would never say that publicly in front of the entire studio.
Yeah, it's like shaming instructor for doing their work.
It was so weird. I was like, wow, people really out here speaking their mind.
People do feel a little bit comfortable.
Unnecessary things.
Yeah, people do feel a little bit too comfortable. I think I did see something on the talk. I read somewhere that wrong Pilates form is actually detrimental for your body.
Yeah,
so true. I do see that there's probably benefit in being corrected. I was corrected a few times on Friday.
Do you remember the names of some of the exercises you were doing?
Oh, no, there was no names. It was just watching her. There was some crazy stuff, though. And thankfully, there was a girl too down for me that really didn't get it. Like, so long as there one... there's one of those in the class, you can feel like, phew, the eyes are off me. You feel
kind
of,
yeah.
And speaking of eyes, like, and they're like, oh, like, it's just like a safe place. No one's looking at you. I'm looking at people. We're all looking at people. Like, I think that's just like funny. Like, you have to.
Was this Matt or Reformer?
Reformer.
Okay.
Of course. That's so intimidating. Like a medieval.
I love that
torture
thing.
Device. Uh-huh. So yeah, she was really struggling. So I felt a little bit better. And poor girl. Like, I mean, I'm not judging because I'm like, I looked awful, but at least there was someone that I was like, phew, like I can at least pretend.
Like reference, validate.
There was a girl in front of me that I was like, she was eating it up. Matching set girl, Stanley.
Did they have you on your back or were they getting you like
both
standing?
And oh my gosh, you know, when they have 2 feet on carriage, that's, I'm going to fall through. Like you, they're like 2 feet on carriage, hold the foot bar and go backwards. No, I'm not sure who is. I'm not sure. I have large arms, not a single ounce of muscle in those large arms. So I was trembling.
She was. It's time under tension. People, honestly, like,
it's what? What's that?
Time under tension.
Oh, is that what they, is that the,
that's like good
philosophy
for like your muscles and everything? Because some people look at it.
The Legree philosophy.
Sure. I don't know
either.
If I've made that up, but I just say it and it's like, it just sounds like it works.
I think that's what Pilates instructors do. They say things that sound like it works.
But honestly, it is a good workout. People, like, I don't think people realize how many muscles you're actually using when you do it. It's like you're using like muscles I wouldn't be working out at the gym either.
Oh, you realize the next day, yesterday, sneezing, that's the worst. I was like sneezing and every muscle in my stomach, like, it like felt like I was like putting it through.
Okay, so I'm excited for this journey for you.
Oh, it's not a journey. I've stopped.
You're done.
I was hoping. So Mexico, we're leaving for Mexico on Friday.
Yes, can't wait.
And it was about like a month and a half ago. I told myself, okay, I have about a month and a half to lose some weight. I now have 5 business days and a plethora of desserts lined up. So I'm not sure where I'm going to fit that in. And I only have credits for one more workout class on ClassPass. So I don't think.
Just keep referencing the Skinny Talk videos I sent you.
Yeah. Those are getting a little bit passive aggressive.
Like, you should have stopped eating it yesterday. I need to lose like 12 kilograms
in
5 days.
I'll be fainting at the airport.
Cut off your legs.
Kyle sent me this TikTok that said I can't eat. So I'll be fainting through security on Friday morning. But I'm wildly excited. But it was one of those like panic, you know, I thought I could have done it by now. But I'm now going on this trip and it's a girly trip. Shouldn't have to worry about. We put so much pressure.
Body positivity.
We put so much pressure on our bodies. And then I'm like, oh, it's because I'm traveling with Kyle and he's going to
laugh
at me. He's going to send me to Skinny Dog.
I'm not the one out here saying, are you going to Mexico soon?
Not the public shame.
Girl, if you know me, I'm out here eating desserts every day, all day, every day. It's like sweet
treats. You're blessed, though.
Yeah. Though, yeah, it's true. I saw some on TikToks where people were like, for all the skinny Pilates girls that you're seeing, just remember, like, they don't eat. And then I was going through the comment section and everyone's like, I eat bare. Like, I'm eating, like, all day, every day.
I'm sure there are loads that don't, though.
There probably are. But there's also the girlies that just have, like, genetics, metabolism, and all that sort.
But the realistic what I eat in a day, realistic for whom?
Realistic.
Not I.
Yeah.
Not
no,
I.
Some of those are so, like, that's either too much or too little. I've never
too
seen like a
little.
Realistic where it's like, oh wow, that's actually like realistic.
Yeah.
It feels like it's either it's one extreme, one or the other.
And not a single sweet treat. I refuse to believe that.
No, or they do like these like protein sweet
peanut
treat.
Butter balls.
Yeah, no.
Give me a Reese cup. Give me a
Reese
cup.
Have you seen
cup.
Those sweet treats? It's like chocolate chip cookie.
Opening my mouth. I can't do it because I'm nursing a massive pimple right now, but opening mouth for a lot. Like I would love to do that trend, but it would only be like cheesecake and chocolate chip cookie, apple pie. No
not
fruit
it.
In my
not
dessert.
It, no.
Don't put a single
pie in general. Not a pie girl.
Yeah, because putting like anything of nutritious value in your desserts is just bananas to me. Oh, but you do have a weird Dairy Queen order. You put fruits in that.
Just chocolate strawberry. I just still don't think that's weird.
Chocolate soft serve with the strawberry
preservatives.
I'm sure our older audience listening to this will agree that that's a semi-normal order.
And that's on uniqueness, charm, and charisma.
Oh, that's what you tell yourself while standing in the DQ line? Okay, well, you also had something to say about the department stores closing. Oh, that was big news.
Yes, exactly.
But it's no longer. Six of them are staying open.
Yeah, they say jokes.
you were going to the Bay on Monday. You were like scouting out what you were going to buy on the liquidation sale.
I know.
And they Monday, just pulled that rug from
And then
under
I had
you.
Pilates class on Tuesday, but then I canceled it to go to the Bay on Tuesday morning.
Oh, no way.
Morning.
You were a dedicated shopper.
Yes, because the guy told me he's starting Tuesday. I said, okay, I'll be there. And then come literally yesterday, six of the stores still remaining. But yeah, so we don't have to talk about that just because they're still hanging on. Six.
They
stores.
Always are. I think the Bay has, I feel like they've filed bankruptcy like at least 10 times since I've been alive.
Well, it's but just like also, department stores. Like, do department stores like need to be a thing anymore? Like in the world of e-commerce and everything of that sort, it's like, who's like, I don't know.
They going just, to the department stores? We don't have like any in Canada, but the state still has a few.
Just like this in-store experience isn't great.
Yeah.
Even
the
when
lighting.
It's like the lighting, the people, you already like there's already a whole thing about like Aritzia's in-store experience, shopping experience.
I went yesterday. Firstly, I'm not sure. They had 5 staff members per one person shopping. That's how you know their clothes are overpriced. Yeah. If you have that many people on staff. And they're all sitting there, everyone wearing capris. I'm not sure.
But they all kind of look like they're really busy and like so like flustered.
Running,
like they're,
running
yeah,
with one
like,
clothing
like,
item in
everyone
their hand.
Relax. It's like 10 a.m. on a fucking Tuesday. It's like number
we're going to hide. But. No, that's I walked in there and I knew I just needed to get a t-shirt. So like I went straight to where I needed to be. I like don't make eye contact with any of the sales associates because I'm scared you're going to bully me. But I was in there and I was like, honestly, like you guys deserve the reputation you have. And I don't know why no one's doing anything to change it. Like, I feel like corporate should be coming in and changing the Aritzia. Like, they know they have this poor reputation. If someone posts a TikTok about, like, a poor experience they had in their store, then they'll respond and be like, oh, like, DM us. Like, we'll offer you.
They don't care.
Whatever.
Because the chokehold Aritzia has on people, they don't need to be out there being like, we're so sorry that you had this poor experience here at Aritzia. Like, they don't need to do that.
Why do you think? Is it because there's, like, not another store that sells the same? Like, they're not, like... superior quality to like any other brands. I don't understand this.
I think it's because they just give like not trendy but like luxurious. It's like mid-level luxury,
like attainable. I guess it's not like
it's still ridiculous, but yeah, it's more attainable than just going to like a full-on like boutique store.
That's fair. Ridiculous is like back to the eyelashes, the grade 8-9 girlies, they're shopping at Aritzia.
I know,
that is
on daddy's dime.
Crazy to me. I would like get gifted a TNA sweater for Christmas. Like that was my big Christmas gift. And that was like, not to say I'm the standard, definitely not. But you know, like I just like look at those people and I'm like, how do you just like come here on a regular old Thursday and this is what you're doing? This is how you're getting your back to school clothes.
Yeah, I don't get it. Especially because you're gonna like grow out of it so fast. But
I know. But that's on
people
being, I guess. Rich to be able to
say,
do that.
That's on people being at different points in life.
And that was another I wanted to chat about because I have a bone to pick with hauls, like clothing hauls.
Oh my god, I thought you meant like throat lozenge. Oh, it's like okay, throat girl.
Throat girl's out and about. No clothing hauls. Firstly, okay. I think we should just start understanding how much these hauls cost. Like when they're like pulling out bags, like they have like 6 bags from the mall and they're going through like pieces. One, I want to know how much of that you've returned. I think haul transparency.
Well, I think a lot of it is returns. I think
but
people are just
doing
it for
their... We need transparency on these things because I'm out here like, oh my gosh, like you have a lot of money to spend at the mall.
But counter, don't you also find it kind of like, I'm glad they're... doing the work and like they're going the distance on it. They're going to drop all this like credit on their like all this money, and then they're trying it on for you, especially if it's someone that's like similar body type as
they're
you
my lab rat.
And it's like I can just see if that even looks good on you rather than me going to like buy, try on, return.
Very smart. I do in my saving era right now. I'm not in my saving era. I'm just trying to not spend as much. I skip all hauls I see now. Because it's got to a point where I can't watch it because every time I see a Gap haul, I'm on the Gap website and I'm purchasing. So they do well. Yeah. And I don't know if those are paid, but I was thinking that as I try to become a TikTok influencer, I'm going to start going to the mall, buy a bunch of stuff, do hauls, and then return everything. Mm. And you'd have no idea. So I'm wondering how many people are doing that.
Probably a lot. But I wonder if this, the company like flags or audits these people. Like, it's not a crime.
Oh, you like
what
get blacklisted
doing.
For
it's
returns?
Like when
you,
yeah, yeah.
I think that is a thing. I think at least on e-com sites, like if you're returning, like a lot of people, I think return, like they'll print a return
but, like,
label
what?
And send
gonna
something
say,
back.
They're going to say, you can't shop here anymore?
No, you just can't return, I believe. I think you'd get like,
yeah,
I think
like,
your
make
account
sure,
would
yeah.
be blacklisted.
Try on in store and see if you like it. Interesting. That's really interesting.
Well, we'll see. But I also think on haul transparency, I'd also like to see how much of that was purchased of your own money and yeah. credit. Because I'm like, I think it's crazy to me that these people are doing these shopping hauls at like Aritzia, Gap, Banana, like stores that Essence, like Essence hauls blow my mind. I'm like, how are you buying more than two things on that?
Honestly, though, if it's getting them a job and it's a side hustle and it's kind of business for them, then kudos to you.
Oh, 100%. I'm out here just begging.
It's so funny because I was listening to, I don't know if you watched it, but Amy Poehler's podcast with Tina Fey.
Oh, you sent it to me, but now
and Tina Fey has a whole thing. She's like, I have a bone to pick with like rich people and having a side hustle. Like, why do you need to have... And then Amy Poehler's like, so what, me starting this podcast? And she's like, no, like, you're putting in the work.
Yeah.
Because podcast, be work. It's a lot of work.
You're
to
talking
do
like those who just start like a boutique clothing
it was, and
store.
And then she was like, no, I'm talking about like rich people. It's like, start like a rosé brand. Or it's like...
Every celebrity has an alcohol
yes,
brand now.
Or a makeup. But makeup's probably a lot more work than alcohol is.
Wait, makeup's also done so well. Like, Selena Gomez's and Rihanna's, like, those...
Yeah.
Artists have brought like some insane makeup.
Well, it's made them
like
billionaires.
So yeah. And it's a lot easier, I think, than like touring and doing all that stuff. So
yeah.
I would agree. But yeah, I do feel like you're like cosplaying as like an entrepreneur when you're.
And also on haul transparency, congrats, sister, for getting your first brand deal.
Dead. I didn't DM them. Those bots that are trying to hack me, probably.
We love your content. We want
to
send
you... Did you start a fake account to comment that on my...
No. That would be just hilarious, though, if I, like... I went to, like, Value Village, and I just, like, bought some and then, like, shipped you stuff.
You wouldn't even need to. Just AI generate me fake jewelry.
That would be
and then comment.
So good.
I didn't DM them, but I should, because I think... You got to start somewhere, right? You got to say yes
even
to everything.
Even if it's a scam. Even if it's a scam, say yes.
Even if they ask me for my social insurance number as soon as I DM them, I'll give it. I'll give it because you can't say no to any opportunity at the state we're at right now. Yeah, I feel like that's, oh my gosh, you know, my dream marketing thing, although I saw how expensive it is. How cool would it be when one day we have more than a few listeners on our podcast and then we could do one of those like wraps, you know, like, and like.
Like a 2025 wrapped? Or like, what do you mean?
What would we do? What would we show on a wrap? No, like those posters that are like pasted, they're called something. When they're pasted on like when any random street in Toronto when it's under construction and it has like
yes,
all the stores
yeah.
like or a concert coming to town. Mm-hmm. That is what I want to see our face on.
That would be
that
cool.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
So I got to start responding to those scammer brand partnerships. What were you going to say?
No, nothing.
Nothing. We just don't stand a chance.
We'll get there. Again, it's a what's that saying about like marathons? It's a
walk, not a sprint.
Or
it's a walk, not
a
run.
Race.
It's about the journey, not the destination. us not knowing how to use expressions, us not knowing the meaning of a lot of expressions. No, but I'm also in my Bob era. Why do I keep saying area?
Okay.
In my Bob era.
Bob
and I'm
the
in
drag
my,
queen.
My Bobble Walters. No one liked that TikTok. That TikTok was so funny. But anywho, now that TikTok, if you don't know what I'm referring to, is since cutting my hair like this, I demand that you address me as Bobble Walters. Okay, didn't eat like I thought it would. That's okay, though. But in my unemployment...
Your Bob's eating, though.
Thank you
Your
so
jokes
much.
May not, but the
oh,
Bob is.
Oh, my gosh. At least there's something. Someone's eating.
I was about to say,
and it do
the
be
jokes
me.
May not be eating, but you are.
And he says, let's roll the tape back to where he says...
Going back to skinny talk.
I'm not going
to
judge. No, in my unemployed era, I was thinking about how, kind of similar to the hairstylist and, like, the small talk,
yeah,
starting a new job... And having to pretend, like, I feel like I'm cosplaying
like nice
someone
girl.
Else.
I have to be like, listen, always
truthfully,
listening, always like,
I'm eager
open
to
feed. Yes.
And you like try not to show too much of yourself. Like, you're like, okay, like, I'm a bit much. I know my personality is like a little bit much. So you try to like make yourself smaller when starting a new job and like act all professional. That is so exhausting.
Yeah. So that's I'm what's so really grateful that's that really I don't have to fake myself at work.
Yeah, but I'm you're like a fake. Quite real. You're quite real, I'm even so with real. Patience. It's
so real.
Quite crazy. It's quite crazy.
It just I don't know, being fake is so exhausting.
It is.
Like, I think nursing already itself is quite exhausting 100%. As a career.
Yeah.
And then to put on fake personality on top of that, no way. Yeah. I don't have the energy to do both. So
around anyone, it's exhausting to be fake. But like employers, like when you first started, you must have had to be like, hi, good morning. Yeah, hi, good morning.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you lose it within like a week and a half. It's so.
And that's on burnout.
Yeah. Burnout or just like, I don't know. I don't know how to remain professional.
Burnout or just personality type?
Yeah.
But
I'm dreading it. I'm dreading it.
Are you actively looking for other jobs right now? I love that.
Not even passively. Like, okay. Neither nor. I need to comb through the old resume, figure out what's next, and I will take my sweet time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I feel like it's fine, and then, because I'm only 1 week in.
Yep.
But then it's, like, in a couple, it takes, like, what, a week and a half before you're like, oh my gosh, my bank account's only going down. So,
but you remember what we say, when funds are low, fun is high.
Yeah, but at what point, I feel like it's a kind of a tight line,
mm-hmm.
because financial stress, we've been there, done that, messed around. That was not fun. So I feel like I'm going to toe the line of like, okay, I'm having fun, I'm booking all these trips, and the financial stress hits.
Mm-hmm.
What? How do you figure? I'll be selling stuff on Poshmark.
But lean on your partner. That's what partnership is.
That's true. That's true. I was like, I'll sell stuff on Poshmark. And you're like, go to the bank of the partner's bank.
Dead.
No, that's, I think, a little bit of both. I did post a few things on Poshmark. I thought I was eating with my post. I was like, these things are going to sell in seconds. Yeah. I've already lowered the price of these things. I'm like, I just want them gone. And I just want a couple dollars to my name. So we'll see. I'll pick up a few side hustles.
Are you doing Facebook Marketplace too or no?
Maybe cut some lawn, mow some lawns. No, I don't do Marketplace. I like the convenience of Poshmark, just being able to drop something off.
See, I find
off.
That so inconvenient. Like, just come pick it up from me.
You live across the street from Canada Post. It's closer than... I just, like, I don't like something to come. And, like, what if they say, like, oh,
no.
They have no... There's no... You don't stand a chance at telling me there's like a tear in the knit or something. Yeah. And I'm like, it's already $5. How low do you want me to go? You know?
Free.
So free 99. So I've tried to be pretty, I've tried to cut things pretty well. So I hope these things sell, but we'll see. I don't know about other side gigs. I don't know what else I can consider right now.
There's, yeah. Side
podcasting. At what point I was thinking, like, if I start posting TikToks every day,
yep.
What point can I say I'm a content creator? Even though I'll make no money from it, no one watches them. What's the threshold where I can say
I'm now? You are a content creator.
Okay, so I'm gonna start telling people that.
Don't you find it weird though when you do see people that say they're content creators and they have like 300 followers?
Are you kidding? What about when we met the girl who told us she was actor dancer? We won't name names.
Mm-hmm.
At the party when she said she's an actor and dancer, and we're like,
okay. Oh, but she actually
she was touring, so yeah.
And I'm addicted to her content now.
me too. I watch her get ready, I watch her train. Yeah, I think that was so funny, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, she's an actor dancer, that's gonna be me. They're gonna be like, oh, she's a content creator, and they're gonna go on page and be like, oh my gosh, she has 2 followers.
That's okay, you gotta start somewhere.
Kyle and her mom. Yeah, so we'll see what that looks like. I have a bone to pick with shows with your partner. Oh. I feel like you guys, you're White Lotus and you're like through and through. It comes out on every Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Lotus girl yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like off work. You're watching it together. You're free.
Yeah.
Watching shows with your partner and they're not available. And then they make you wait.
But you're nice for waiting. Like,
you don't wait?
I don't wait. Even really? With White Lotus, I'm sorry if it's on and you're not here, that's your bad, not mine.
I wish I adopted that. But I just feel like there's like few shows we watch together. But
I guess also with like, I guess with you, it's like, if you go ahead and start watching it, Jake may not watch it on his own. Like, he probably won't do the catch up,
exactly.
Especially because it's like a Bravo show. Yeah. If it was something not Bravo and it was like an Apple TV series or something, I'm sure Jake would like take the time to watch it. But if you want Jake to watch Bravo with you, you kind of have to watch it together. That's like Mark. Like, when I watch Bravo, it's like...
What does he watch with you? SLC?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like if I watch it, if he's gone and I watch the episode, it's then I, he doesn't watch, he doesn't catch up.
He makes
up.
You pause at he the just, beginning of the next episode and say, tell me what happened last. And I said, you had a job to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is quite annoying. I'm like, also there's like not much you're missing. You're missing like one fight an episode. But yeah, that's, we started Severance last night, yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think we're, I have one episode left.
Of
we have
one. Newest season?
No, first season. We didn't. Okay. Have you watched it?
Only first season. I haven't watched the new season.
Second apparently is so good. Mm-hmm. The season finale is one. I Googled one of the girls yesterday, Miss Casey, the wellness instructor, whatever she does, the Pilates instructor at Lumen. And I Googled her and then I saw a spoiler for season two.
That's the worst.
Rookie mistake.
Don't go. If you're watching a show, especially, don't go on there. Especially when it's like live.
I just
live
wanted to see what she was in.
Yeah, no. Bad
yeah,
idea.
Rookie mistake. So I'm pretty excited. That's all I'm doing. Hmm. Oh, a few other shows to watch during my unemployment. But...
Well, honestly, you could just download all of it and watch on plane when we're in Mexico.
No, because I have to watch it with my partner. He's not coming.
Yeah, but you just say watch it as well. Just watch it separately.
Oh my gosh, that's like COVID. Do you remember COVID dates when people used to like watch Disney Plus
on,
together?
Like, on their platform and you would share a screen or something? Yeah, yeah.
Or there was like, wasn't there a feature that you could like start together or something?
Didn't
I've never
done
that.
Did you play Codenames online a lot or no?
No, I think Jake's family did though. Oh. I think they played online games. Hmm. COVID was such a, I think it was a 5-year anniversary. We should have celebrated because thank God, we were gone
now.
With N95s. I feel so bad for people who wear masks these days and not anti-mask. Like, I love a mask. I love a mask.
But,
why do people have to say... No, people say stuff to them.
I don't like that people say stuff to them.
Why?
Like, let them,
why do people...
Them...
Why does it affect you?
Yeah. It's like glasses. It's like the equivalent to glasses. If someone wants to wear glasses, let them. Like, I'm not going to go up to someone and be like, why are you wearing glasses?
You think people say things about glasses these days? I feel like
no, but
like,
I'm just
like
saying, like, that should be
the
equivalent to, like, the mask. Like, yeah. It's their choice.
It
their
does
body,
not,
their
it
choice.
It does not affect you. Like, that is, like, in anything, if anything, it's protecting you. Like, it's so bizarre to me that it became so political. Like, I was at Starbucks a couple weeks ago, and this, like, it's always, like, a middle-aged white man that always,
like,
always needs to say something.
Like, a snarky comment, or they think they're funny, and it's like, that's not funny. You're just making it really awkward and tense right now.
And, yeah, and the poor Starbucks worker was probably, like, 15 years old. Yeah. And this like middle-aged man is telling him that like, oh, you're sick right now, like that's gonna help you, that or that's gonna make your healing longer because you're breathing in the germs again. Where did he read that? Firstly, probably on Pierre's website,
probably
on Pierre Poilievre's website,
or probably more like the US CDC.
I felt bad. I wanted to like message. I want to message him. He was in front of me. It was not a message. I wanted to step in, but you know, I'm too scared of conflict. But those people, like, why do you have any business piping up, you know?
Yeah. I don't like those people.
And then they don't pipe up in moments when you need to. And people be acting
honestly,
a fool.
Masks
in public
are also nice, like, when you're just, like, breaking out. You could wear masks.
Yes. When your breath smells, me right now, after that coffee mask. Though we were getting, we got a facial, Shireen and I got a facial, like, a couple months ago now, probably. And
what kind of facial were you getting?
I don't know, like the Formula Fig, whatever.
Okay. Okay, pop off influencer.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But we got one. It was so relaxing. I would love a membership there, by the way. I didn't know that was a thing.
Are you asking
no,
for me to get you one? Okay.
Well, Formula Fig, if you're listening, I would love a membership there. There was a lady who came in while we were like checking out and she said like, oh, I realized I didn't book my facial for the month.
For the month?
Yeah, that's what the membership is. And I was like, that's what I aspire to be.
But honestly, though, like... That's on wellness. That's on, like, spending money for things. Like, she may also be, like, super rich and can just afford to do that. But I was talking about this the other day where it's, like, people complain about, like, oh, I can't go on my medication. Like, that it's too much money. Like, I can't afford $250 a month. Yeah. And I'm, like, you spend that money on, like, berries. Like, if it was really important to you, you would spend the money on that. And it's just, like...
Yeah, I'm sure there's some, like, who actually can't afford that. Though,
100%.
Like, yeah.
There are people
that
can't afford it. But it's,
like,
if it's really important for you, you make it work, you know?
100%.
So, but it's, like, even, like, my Pilates membership a month, I'm, like, like, yeah, it's around $300 a month, but it's unlimited and all that stuff. And I love it. Like, it's definitely something.
And you're getting your money's worth.
I'm getting my money's worth and make sure of that. But it's, like, I could just, like, drop that and then do, like... monthly facial for like that price.
Yeah,
but
I think I just wish, because I wish benefits companies were more flexible, because I don't use like massages, I don't use anything, I don't use physio, I don't use anything in my benefits package except for glasses. So I do
you just
wish...
want a health spendings account.
Yeah,
you don't want
you,
benefits,
but can you put
you want...
health spending on, I think you probably could on facials.
There's so many ways you could probably like,
well yeah, they probably are system. Like they probably, they're like, estheticians. They have like some sort of.
But I know people that do like their health spendings account on like personal trainers, like.
Yeah, or a wellness account. Sometimes companies will give you a wellness account. All to say, I wish my benefits package was a little more flexible because I would much prefer.
Girl, what's your benefits package right now?
Oh my gosh, he hit me with that. I'm unemployed.
I'm unemployed.
Jakey's insurance. Do have my partners.
Okay, that's nice.
But even like I've always had benefits, thankfully, and I never use them. And I'm like, why can you guys not just like switch them to be like facials instead of massages? Because I don't like massages.
Yeah.
But what I was gonna say was back to the masks, because we were getting our facials. And it was the most relaxing experience ever. It was beautiful. Love that place. And poor Shireen came out and said that her facialist had some bad breath. And I felt so sorry for her because it's such a relaxing.
Like they're up in your face
too. Yeah, but she had a mask on. So it must have been very bad. And I felt bad because it was so relaxing for me. I like, and you we didn't talk at all. It was just like, maybe if she was mouth breathing, I would have smelt it. But it was just like, it was the most relaxing. Have you been to Formula Fig? Love it.
No.
It's like a pod. Like Love Is Blind. Yeah. We did It Girl Day, nice. Pilates, then
You'd be doing lots of Pilates.
No, that was look like months you. Ago. That was months ago. haven't seen class, a studio in a bit.
quarterly Pilates.
Yeah, I do need to get better at it. That should be a priority as I'm unemployed. I told myself I would get a personal trainer while unemployed. There's no chance that's happening. It's like when you're like...
That's expensive.
It's like when you're going to bed and you're like, okay, I'm going to like wake up at 7 a.m. I'm going to do a walk. Like... all the plans, and then you wake up at 9:30 and you're like, that's all out the window. I missed my chance.
Yeah.
That's me with like unemployment. I'm going to do all this, this, and this. And then no, I'm couch rotting.
You're content creating.
That's true. I am now a content creator. Well, I think that's really probably about it.
I think that we could wrap this up. And honestly, next week, next week, you will be tuning in from Mexico.
Yes. Spanish. We'll do a Spanish version episode.
Okay, come on, Duolingo.
Dua Lipa. Yeah, I'm so excited. We will meet you guys from the beach. I don't know if we can bring our equipment to the beach, but we can bring it to the hotel. I'm so excited.
We can give you shitty mic quality, but high quality fun.
What are you talking about if we do it on the
beach? Like our audio. We won't have these with us.
We can bring these for sure.
We'll just...
We're bringing Czech luggage. We can fit.
True, true, true.
We are podcasters. We don't travel
without... We travel
without our mics.
We need a Ramoa podcast.
Yes, like the camera, you know, when like...
The
you
gear.
Yes, yeah. That's so cool. Okay, dead. Let's get it. I will be online shopping. A couch out and I online shop my unemployment. So.
Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Kisses.
Besos.
Besos.
Imagine my thing just like wasn't recording. I always get scared.